Are you okay? Oh, I'm sorry to barge right in. I thought I heard something. It was just you opening the window? That's a relief. I thought it was someone breaking in. I can't say I blame you. It's stifling. Well, at least I didn't wake you. Can't sleep? Oh, I'm sorry. I know what it's like. Especially this time of year when it's hot and humid and it doesn't get dark till after 10 and you can still hear the birds singing. When I was your age, I'd be tossing and turning in bed for hours when it was like this. I'm sorry, your mum was quite clear. You have to be in bed by 9. I know, it totally sucks. I suppose your mother thinks your sister is old enough to stop up later. She is 2 years older than you. I know, but life's not fair, and I'm just a nanny. I don't get to set the rules. If you want, I don't mind sitting up here with you so you don't feel lonely till you fall asleep. Your sister's watching TV, so I'm not needed down there. In fact, I could do with some company too. Your sister, you know, she's kind of a brat. Here, scooch over and let me sit on the bed. That way I'm near the breeze too. That's better. Oh, I know, I shouldn't have called your sister a brat. She's just at that age is all, you know? Oh, you know, she's at that age where she begins to want certain things, you know? Like not candy or things like that. Grown-up things. Well, you must have noticed. Her chest, for one thing. Notice how it's got bigger? She has breasts now and they're nearly as big as mine. She's nearly a full-grown woman and so... and so she wants to get a boyfriend and all that kind of stuff. Like have sex. Well, sex might sound horrible to you right now, but pretty soon you'll be wanting to have sex too. Oh yes, you will. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if you already started noticing girls, women, in a way you never cared about before. Oh, don't be embarrassed. It's normal. You may have noticed that your body's starting to change too, just in different ways to your sister. Have you noticed certain changes in some parts of your body? Oh, don't be embarrassed. I'm only trying to help. You see, your mum, sometimes I think she shelters you and your sister a bit too much. And from what I hear, the school you both go to is a bit backwards when it comes to sex education. In fact, and please don't tell your mum I said this, sometimes I feel more of a mum to you than your real mum. I get how important her job is, and I get how important it is for her to work. But I feel like she's just not here enough for you both. But I shouldn't complain. At least I get to see you both growing up. I care about you so much. You know that, don't you? I always think of you as my good little boy. I care about your sister too, even though she's a bit bratty sometimes. And I want you to know if there's ever anything you want to talk about, then I'm always here for you. I've known you since you were very young. I used to read you bedtime stories and used to help you with your homework. I even used to bath you. Oh, don't get embarrassed. You weren't embarrassed back then, so why should you get embarrassed now? You used to love bath time with me, remember? In fact, you were a bit upset when you were old enough to bath by yourself. Now, remember when I used to bath you and wash you all over? Remember there were those times that your Now, please don't be ashamed. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. But do you remember there were times your penis used to get bigger and stop being soft? Your penis used to swell up and get hard, remember? No, please don't get embarrassed. It's all right. All boys' penises get hard when they have a bath. It's just because the hot water is all. Oh, shh. It's all right. There's no need to blush. It's totally normal. We both know that when your little penis used to get stiff, it was totally innocent. Now, do you know what it's called when your penis gets hard? There's no need to look away. You're acting so guilty and you've done nothing wrong. Please listen to me. It's important you learn all about this stuff. When a boy's penis gets hard, it's called getting an erection. And you know why boys' penises get hard, don't you? It's so they can have sex. A penis has to be stiff so it can go into a girl, into her vagina, as deep as possible. And that's how women get pregnant. Oh, don't try and get away. It's okay. Shh. It's okay. I know there was nothing sexual when your penis used to get hard during bath times. Shh. Let me hold you. Don't struggle. Shh. Shh. You're totally safe. Feel me hugging you? Oh, you're really scared, aren't you? I can feel your little heart pounding against my chest. It was so cute though, seeing your little penis get big. And you were so innocent and sweet. You weren't shy at all. I was sad when your mum said I shouldn't bath you anymore. Now, these days, you might find, sometimes, that your penis swells up and gets erect, even when you're not in the bath. When you're thinking about girls and their bodies and their breasts, you know? Would you like to show me? Just show me your penis getting hard, just so I can check you're developing properly? Aw, come on, it's only me. I just want to check you're growing up okay, that's all. At your age, it's very important that you can get erections. Get erections when you're not in the bath. Come on now, baby boy. I've seen it before, and I promise it'll be our little secret. You know, when your sister was your age, I checked her out too, just to make sure everything was normal. Obviously, girls don't have penises, but vaginas change when they're sexually aroused in their own special way. Where a boy's penis gets big and hard and swollen, a girl's vagina instead starts to open and moisten, so a hard penis can penetrate her deep inside. And so I had to examine your sister too, a few years ago, just to make sure she was developing correctly. I even taught your sister how to masturbate. Do you know what masturbating is? Well, masturbation is a very special thing grown-ups do when they're alone. And it makes you feel so good. If you show me your penis and it gets all big and hard, and if I think you're grown up enough, I'll show you how to do it. I'll show you how to masturbate if you're grown up enough. Now, I'm just going to pull the covers off you. There we go. I'm surprised you're wearing pyjamas. Thought it was too hot for that. Now, first it's probably best if we unbutton your pyjama top. Here, lie still. I'll do it. You know, you're probably a little bit too old for teddy bears on your pyjamas, by the way. Now, I'll just expose your chest. You know, from looking at your chest, I'd say you're developing quite nicely. You have a nice firm body, feels hard beneath my fingers, which is nice. Oh, your little heart is hammering. You're terrified, aren't you? please don't be scared. I promise nothing bad is going to happen. Now then, we need to get your pajama bottoms off. Don't try and get away. I need to do this. I promise everything will be all right. Thrust up your hips so I can pull them down. There we go. Hold still. Lift your leg. And now the other. And off they come. Notice how I'm folding up your pajama bottoms neatly and not throwing them on your bedroom floor. Because that's what grown-ups do. Oh, don't blush. Take some deep breaths. In fact, close your eyes. Oh, I forgot how much I missed your little penis. It's so cute. Now then, I can see straight away that even though it's soft, it's still bigger than it was back when I used to bath you. Now, keep your eyes closed and try not to jump. I'm going to reach down and feel around down there. I promise I'll be ever so gentle. Yes, you're growing up quite nicely. I can feel hair down there. It's so sparse and fine. When you get older, you'll find your hair down there growing thicker and coarser. Now, keep your eyes closed. I'm just going to examine your testicles, your balls. I'll be ever so careful, I promise. I just want to see if you've started making sperm yet. Shh, don't struggle. You're in very safe hands. Lie still. Lie still and keep your eyes closed. Calm down and this will soon be over. In fact, it might be easier if I wrap your pyjama bottoms around your eyes. Hold still. Don't move your head. It will be easier for me to see you get erect if you're blindfolded. Also, it might be easier for you. Hold still. Hold still. There. Now you shouldn't be able to see a thing. Now, lean back. Put your head against the pillow. That's a good boy. Now, let me feel. My. Your testicles have gotten bigger since they were when I used to bath you. Much bigger. And heavier too. That's good. That's really good. I remember they used to be like a couple of peanuts. And I could balance them on two fingers. But now... now they're nearly as big as ping pong balls. Doesn't it feel good to have your testicles in the palm of my hand? Your testicles hang so low compared to when I used to bath you. Do you know what that means? It means you're growing up. It means you're going to be a big boy soon. Your testicles are filled up with sperm. Do you know what sperm is? Sperm is what squirts out of a boy's penis and goes into a girl's vagina. And when that happens, the girl gets pregnant. When a boy squirts his sperm, it feels so good. Now, for this to happen, your penis needs to get hard. Would you do that for me? Be a good boy for me. I want you to let your penis get all big and hard for me. Shh, relax. You need to be nice and calm. Now, breathe slow. Breathe like this. Breathe in. Hold it for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5. Now slowly breathe out. Breathe out slowly. Now hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now breathe in. Breathe in slowly. 1, 2, 3, 5. Keep breathing like that, nice and calm. That's it. Now, will you show me what a big boy you are? Let your penis get erect. Be a good boy. I know you must feel very exposed and vulnerable right now. Just relax and let your cock get hard. That's it. You're starting to get erect. Doesn't that feel good? The blood pumping into your little cock, causing it to swell up. Keep getting harder for me. Keep getting harder. Now I'm just going to tenderly palpate your right testicle. And I'll be so gentle. Don't worry. I promise I won't hurt you. Oh, you're being such a good boy for me. Doesn't it feel nice? For your little penis to become swollen and big. Such a pretty penis, you know. It's so nice of you to let me see it get big. Keep getting harder for me. There we go. Keep getting harder. It's stretching out so good. Oh, your erection's larger than when I used to bath you. You're not even fully hard yet, but already you're much bigger. I'm just going to squeeze your testicle a little harder now. Your cock likes that, doesn't he? You're growing much faster now. You're doing so well. Your penis is nearly fully erect now. The foreskin is pulling back. Oh, I remember your little cockhead. Remember when I used to clean under your foreskin? I used to love doing that. You have a pretty cock head, and it's grown much bigger. I feel like giving it a kiss the way I used to. Is that okay? Okay, you did so well. You have a full erection. I'm very pleased to see it. It means you're a healthy, growing boy. Now, I'm going to take your blindfold off so you can see your cock when it's fully erect. So there you go. There's your penis. See how it's throbbing? Now, I'm sure you've seen your erect penis before, but have you seen it quite this hard before? That's because this is a sex erection. Doesn't it feel so good? You like me gently squeezing your testicle, don't you? I think you must, because you're very sexually aroused. Look how big your cock's got. See how it's pulsing. Throbbing even. It's so nice of you to let me see your hard cock again. And it's so big. When you're fully grown up, I bet it'll be massive. Oh, I'm surprised you're still blushing. There's so much blood in your penis. I wouldn't think you'd be able to go red. And look, see the fluid coming out? That's pre-cum. Oh, you're such a good boy. Such a good boy. Pre-cum is the sticky juice that comes out before a boy squirts his sperm. It means that you're very, very sexually aroused. See, if I just gather some on my finger, see how sticky it is? See how it's not like water but like honey? That means you should be able to ejaculate, so I'm going to show you how to masturbate. I'm just going to grasp the base of your penis and hold it. Firmly but not hard, and just hold. See how your cock's throbbing even more. See how you're leaking more too. Oh, and you're gasping. Now, When a boy masturbates, he holds his penis like this and brings his hand up like this. And then he takes his hand back down to the base of his cock. And then he brings the hand up again. I'm doing it very slowly to start off with, just so you can get used to it. Up and down, just like this. See how there's even more pre-cum? See as I bring my hand down to the base of your cock, and then grip it slightly more firmly, and then bring it back up. See how your penis is dribbling, just oozing even more. See how I bring my hand up, your foreskin goes all over the pre-cum. I wasn't expecting you to get quite so squelchy. See how it's making my fingers messy. You know, remember when I used to wash your penis and I used to put it in my mouth to make it hard, just so I could clean it properly? I think I should probably do that. It's just that you're making such an awful mess. And that way I can clean it up with my mouth. You see, I think that because you've never ejaculated before, you're just a bit too sexually aroused. Which means when you squirt out your sperm, you'll squirt lots and lots of it and it will go all over the place. So I think it's better if you squirt into my mouth, and then afterwards I'll show you how to masturbate. And hopefully you won't be so messy. So I'm just going to lean towards your penis. Now, look at me. I'm just going to run my tongue over the tip of your penis, right under the head. Doesn't my warm tongue feel good under the tip of your cock? I think it must be, because you've almost gone cross-eyed. So when I take you into my mouth, there's nothing to be scared of. See? Isn't it nice to have the tip of your penis sucked? Just like this. And I'm just going to keep massaging your testicle. Until your cock empties it. Right into my mouth. And then I'll make you hard again. And I'll masturbate you. And then you'll empty the other testicle for me. I'm just going to suck you a little harder now. And take you more of your cock. Doesn't that feel nice? And I can feel you dripping out onto my tongue. You're doing so well. You've been so brave. You've been such a good boy for me. And you make so much pre-cum. You're flooding my whole mouth. I like that, you know. When I used to make you stand up in the bath.
And I put your penis in my mouth. To make it big and hard. Just so I could clean it properly. You never, ever used to drip pre-cum in my mouth. No matter how hard I tried. Well, one day I remember you did. Just a little, and I was so pleased. But then, the next day, your mum said I shouldn't bath you anymore. And I was so sad. And I can feel you throbbing even harder now. I'm pumping even more pre-cum into my mouth. See how I twirl my tongue around your tip? See how there are big gooey strands of it? So I think you're about to have your first orgasm. So hold my hand. And I want you to look into my eyes. I want your sperm to come inside my mouth. And I'll swallow it all down. Squirt your sperm into my mouth. Be a good boy for me. Come in my mouth. Oh, you did so well. Didn't that feel amazing? Shh, it's all right. Everything that just happened was totally normal. Notice how your penis isn't quite so hard. And see, there's a creamy coloured liquid dripping out of your penis. That's your sperm. That's what makes a girl pregnant. When a boy shoots out his sperm, a little dribbles out afterwards. So I'll just suck out the last few drops. Because sperm can make an awful mess. And then I'll keep on sucking you. Until you get rock hard again. And then I'll show you how to masturbate. And we'll empty that other testicle. You're being such a good boy.